This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show from Mavs Media Day is the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. It is Rick Carlisle. Hello, coach. How you doing today?
Good. What's up, guys?
We're pumped. We're pumped. There's like a good energy in the building. It feels like things are headed in a different direction. And so to start, I'd like to get your thoughts on the big additions, Luka and DeAndre, and what they kind of mean to the overall picture of this thing.
Well, we'll start with DeAndre. We had hoped this was going to happen 3 years ago. Sometimes things take a while to happen. And, you know, when all that stuff went down, we never closed the door on it. I always had a feeling that it could come back around, you know, because he knew how much we loved him and how much we thought that he could grow if he got into our situation. And so we're very fortunate. This is one of the great things about being part of an adaptive, forward-thinking organization is that you don't close the door on opportunities like this.
All right, with regard to the new look of the team, it's everybody's very, very excited. Obviously, you guys competed fiercely last season and lost some close games along the way. You'd think these differences, these additions could go a long way to resolve some of that. I'm super fascinated to see how Luka and Dennis Smith Jr. play together. And I imagine an offensive mind like yourself, you're fired up about figuring out the machinations of that.
Well, we were in 50 games last year that we were within 5 points with 5 minutes to play. And that's 50 out of 82. So I think we won 12 out of 50. And our year last year's pretty well documented. No need to go there and revisit what that was all about. This year we're going to win more close games. I just know that that's going to be a fact. And, you know, it is exciting. You know, there's a buzz. The pieces that we've added, you know, and there's been a lot of speculation about Doncic. Nobody's really seen him because he didn't play in summer league, and all the summer league games were on TV. You know, we really let him rest over the summer because he had played two consecutive years almost in a row, and the kid's only 19. And so, you know, there's great anticipation with what it's going to look like. I could tell you this, our guys have loved playing with him. He's a eyes up the floor, you know, on time, on target, you know, dart pass thrower. I mean, he's just got a great sense and feel for the game. And so I think our game is going to be much more fun to watch because of what he can bring. I think he and Smith can thrive together. What Dennis is going to have to learn to do, which he's, you know, he's picked up on in pickup games, is if Luka's getting the rebound or he's getting the outlet, run ahead, ball comes over the top, and it's a one-on-one, an open floor on the move, and I don't know anybody and keep Dennis Smith Jr. in front of him. That's the situation. So that's exciting. And, you know, we've taken our lumps the last couple of years. You know, building this up, getting young guys like Barnes, Smith, Finney Smith, experience. You know, last year it was Kleber, you know, who was new to the team. Powell has grown a lot as a player. And then you have the veterans like Dirk and, you know, Barea and Devin and Matthews. And so, I like our mix. But this has got to be one of those things where, you know, there's just an unconditional commitment by everybody to just competing as hard and as together as we can. If we do that, you know, we'll get our share of wins in the West, even though it is probably as tough as it's ever been and probably tougher.
I stuck my head in your press conference earlier, and when you were talking about, you know, Dennis physically and conditioning and those sorts of things, and one of the things that's I think is an interesting component is these lists come out of the top 100 guys, and Dennis, despite getting better every month as a rookie, isn't on these lists, and Luka's already on these lists. And so I want to hear your thoughts about where Dennis is physically and mentally and those sorts of things, because he's such an important part of this franchise.
I haven't seen any of these lists. And, you know, in my mind, most of this stuff is just people manufacturing stuff to talk about, you know. And a lot of times, you know, to me, it looks like people put guys, you know, intentionally low on the list to create a buzz and to create a controversy, you know. So I'm not into that stuff. You know, it's pretty clear what Dennis needed to do this summer. He needed to get himself in great shape. He needed to continue working on his outside shooting and shooting consistency. And because of how they play pick and rolls now with big guys sort of zoning up, he needed to work at mastering the floater game because he gets into the paint. And so he's worked hard on those things. And as we begin training camp tomorrow, it's going to be exciting. I project the starting lineup to be Smith, Matthews, Barnes, Doncic, and Jordan. And we haven't gotten on this yet, but I'm sure we're going to get to Dirk coming off the bench.
Right.
You know, right now that's the plan. It's going to be rife with challenges, you know, especially coming off of a surgery in the spring. But you know, you're talking about a guy that's, you know, to me, for a player of that magnitude, demonstrated not only the willingness but the desire to sacrifice for this franchise and for his teammates more than any other player of that magnitude in the history of any sport. Mm-hmm. And so I know he wants to make it work, and we don't know how long this is going to last with him. If this is his last year, you know, we would love to go out as a playoff team. That would be pretty exciting, you know. But it's a day-to-day thing. And the reason a guy like him lasts for 21 years is that he goes one day at a time and never looks ahead, never becomes results-oriented with timetables and things like that, and always keeps his eye on the ball.
You know, Coach, we get a chance to see a little bit behind the curtain with your relationship with Dirk, and I think it's such a special relationship. And I think that's evidenced by how hard you try and go out of your way to contribute to his charity event, his tennis event. Every, you always come up with a unique item to auction off, and would love to let everybody know about the cool thing you've got this year to auction off.
Yeah, well, you know, Dirk's birthday is in June, and so, you know, one of the great people in the history of our league that I've had the opportunity to work for is Willis Reed. Willis was the GM of the Nets back when I was an assistant coach back there in the early 90s. And, you know, again, we don't know how long Dirk's going to play. And I had thought about this a while ago, and that was to come up with some kind of a memento, you know, for Dirk to remember how special it was for him to play at Madison Square Garden. He has said many times that's his favorite place to play on the road. It's kind of the mecca or nerve center of basketball when you talk about the city game and that kind of stuff. It's a building that oozes the energy of the city, you know, and so it's a special place. And I agree with Dirk. For me, it's the most special place to go. And I was a player there for a year and a half. So I have a little bit different perspective on it. But Dirk has had amazing performances there, hit, I think, multiple game winners, you know, all those kinds of things. And so there's a great photograph taken by the great garden photographer George Kolinsky, who is still alive, who recently had a big exhibition in New York City at one of the art museums of his great shots. There's shots from, you know, the circus, Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey Circus. There's, you know, there's Frank Sinatra in the garden. There's Marilyn Monroe singing. You know, he goes back a long way. To me, his most famous and most important sports photograph was the photo of Willis Reed walking out for Game 7 of the 1970 NBA Finals. The Knicks were playing the Lakers. Willis had a significant hip injury. It was probably a hip flexor or something like that. He got shot up with cortisone before the game. Nobody knew if he was going to play. And this is a Lakers team with, you know, Jerry West, Will Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Gail Goodrich. I mean, just a loaded team. And so that night, The teams were warming up. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And Willis came walking out onto the floor a couple of minutes before the game was going to start. And the picture could not capture the moment better. The entire Garden was up and cheering. The players were taking notice. And right at that moment, the whole evening transformed. And so Willis started the game. He came down. He hit two jump shots in the first 2 minutes with Will Chamberlain guarding him and obviously zoning back. And Willis was a good mid-range shooter. Willis played about 5 minutes and came out and never re-entered the game. By the time he left the game was headed for a New York Knicks blowout. It was an unbelievable scene. So I tracked down Willis, who now lives actually in the same town that Karl Malone lives in Louisiana. And I asked him, if I get George to send me a couple of pictures, you know, would you be willing to sign and put some kind of message to Dirk about, you know, the Garden and how special it was for him? And so Willis signed. He signed a picture, Dirk, best wishes to a Garden legend.
Oh, man.
Willis Reed, number 19. You know, and that's the picture of him walking out onto the Garden. So he actually signed two of them. So one of them I gave to Dirk for his birthday in June, which he loved and appreciated. And he's a history of the game guy. And then I had the extra one, and so I held on to it, anticipating, you know, the tennis event and the auction. You know, last year we did the one with Dirk. You know, it was the picture of him hitting 30,000, along with this diagram that somebody had done with Devin making the pass, and got it signed by Devin, Dirk. You know, I signed it, put the play call on it. Follow Will had the call. He's done it, and so I had Follow Will sign it. So that was pretty cool. And so this year we had a very generous audience. And so I think the thing sold for $20,000.
Yeah.
And the deal is that the gentleman that bought it, Andy Beal, who many, many people in Dallas know, Andy's a very successful banker. So the deal was the picture is framed, but I will take it and get anything that Andy once signed on it onto the mat part of it by Dirk. And then Andy was yelling out, "Hey, coach, I want you to sign it too." I said, "Hey, dude, you don't want to devalue this." So I think he's going to have it personalized, signed by Dirk, signed by Willis Reed. And then it's a one-of-a-kind thing.
Yeah. Really, really cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, incredible.
And I know Dirk appreciates that. It's, you know, it's history. You're contributing to the tennis event, and it's one of a kind as well. Before we let you boogie, and we want to thank you so much for the time, I do want to mention Harrison, because I look at him as a guy that's been really in constant flux for 5 years, right? He changes in Golden State twice. He comes here. He has a role his first year here, and then that role changes. Now it's probably going to change again. What are some of the things that you guys are looking for contribution-wise from Harrison this year fitting in with everybody?
Well, number one, Harrison's got to be one of our top two-way players. He's got to be a great offensive player, and he's got to be a great defender. We've really concentrated on his offense the last couple of years. He's done good things. His numbers have been good. His efficiencies have been good. But we haven't been winning. Mm-hmm. And look, we didn't have enough around him and Dennis and everybody, really. Now we've added DeAndre and Doncic, and we got Brunson, and you know, we've got some other pieces. And so you know, as we look at this whole thing, you know, this is Barnes is the guy going forward who has been our best player and has got to continue to evolve. Mm-hmm. And you know, to be that guy, to be that leader, you've got to play to the absolute height of your abilities at both ends of the floor. And being a great two-way player is, I think, a really great goal for him this year. I'm going to have to push him hard on it. He and Matthews are going to have to be our two best two-way players on offense. And then Dennis has got to be there, right in there too.
Coach, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time and for sharing such an awesome personal story with you and Dirk. We appreciate you taking us behind the curtain like that. That was awesome.
Great seeing you guys.
Awesome. There he goes. Mavs head coach Rick Carlisle. Thank you, man. We good down there, Shippy?
All good?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.